What makes some more susceptible to PTSD? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Philip Zolads, associate professor of psychology at Ohio Northern University, looks into this question.
Individuals who are exposed to trauma are at risk for developing post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. One of the cardinal symptoms of PTSD is a powerful, often intrusive memory of the traumatic event. This memory can prompt the onset of flashbacks and motivate PTSD patients to avoid stimuli that remind them of their trauma. Although the traumatic memory is often considered an enhanced memory that is easily accessible, it can actually be fragmented and difficult to consciously recall. Only a subset of traumatized individuals experience prolonged symptoms that warrant a diagnosis of PTSD. Thus, there is interest in identifying factors that make select individuals more susceptible to developing PTSD-like phenotypes following trauma exposure. We have been using a basic science model in healthy individuals to examine factors that influence emotional memory formation, which could provide insight into who is more likely to develop traumatic memories and potentially PTSD. In our model, participants are exposed to a brief 3-minute stressor, after which they are given a learning task. We previously found that stressing participants immediately or 30 minutes before learning enhanced or impaired long-term memory respectively. Thus, we predicted that some individuals may be more susceptible to these effects. Recent work testing this hypothesis revealed that our previously observed stress-induced alterations of memory were greatly amplified in individuals who retained variants of genes coding for stress response proteins, such as receptors for cortisol and noradrenaline. We also found that females are relatively resistant to stress-induced impairments of memory and may be more susceptible to stress-induced enhancements of memory. We are currently following up this work by examining how these genetic variants and sex influence the extinction of fear memories, a process that is central to exposure therapy but often impaired in PTSD patients.
That was Philip Zolads of Ohio Northern University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.